الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. الله سبحانه وتعالى من سورة الضحى, the whole history of the أسباب النزول of the surah and the meaning of all the ayat and tafsir and so on, I won't go into that. There is one ayah in the surah, وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when the person comes to question, when the person comes to ask you something, do not send him away, do not reject him. When somebody comes to ask you something, do not shoo him away, do not reject him. SubhanAllah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the ulama for their understanding of these things. Where one of the mufassirin said, what about the Rabb himself who commanded his Nabi in this way? وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. Who is the mukhatib of this ayah? Rasulullah ﷺ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advising his Nabi. If somebody comes to you, don't shoo him away, don't send him away. If some sa'il comes, somebody is coming to ask you something, don't chase him away. And that is why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's advice, where he said, if somebody comes to ask you something, let him not go to another person. If someone needs something, he comes to you, you fulfill his need to the best of your ability. Do not let him, don't send him somewhere else. If someone comes to you and says, can you help me? Don't say, no, why don't you go and ask someone? So, no, you help him. So, he was saying that, what about the Rabb himself who advised his Nabi to do this? What do you think he does? Well, I never thought of this ayah in this context. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advising his Nabi, if somebody comes to you, don't send him away. So what do you think Allah himself is doing? Will Allah send us away if you ask him? Really, we have to reflect on the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah sends us away, where do we go anyway? Who else is there to ask? وَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. I remind myself and you, when we make dua, let us make dua with the ihsas, with the understanding, with the feeling, with the complete connection and the awareness of who we are asking. Who are we asking? We are asking the one who advises Nabi. So let us ask Allah with this understanding. Ya Allah, you advise your Nabi to do this. What about you? How can you send me away? Where will I go? Who is this? If you are sending me, then tell me where to go. Because I know only one thing, which is La ilaha illallah. La nafa wa la dharra illallah. No one can give, no one can take away, no one is worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you don't give me, then you have to go. Then you have to go. Why should I go anywhere? When our iman is La ilaha illallah, why should we go anywhere? When we know that no one other than Allah can give, why should we ask anybody? Living or dead? I'm not talking about whether it's jais or not jais. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying, why must I ask? Even if it is jais, why should I ask? Ask Allah. Khalas. Ask Allah. وَمَا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. So I said, I'm a sa'il. I'm a sa'il. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. He said, oh you people, oh you insan, all of you are faqir before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are beggars before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are fuqara إِلَى اللَّهِ. What do you have? Nothing. Nothing. We accept this. Alhamdulillah. We are not among those who are standing up and saying, no, I have something. No. We accept this. We are in center of Allah. And then you are saying, Allah, we are a Sunnah before you. Now, if you want me to get up and walk, you make me get up and walk. The only position I know is sujood, khalas. I don't know anything else. If you want me to get up and walk, you make me walk. You make me get up, you make me walk. Thamma sa'a ila falatana. Then Jawad al-Jawad al-Jawad al-Jawad, you are the one. Everything belongs to you. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءَ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءَ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءَ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءَ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ. It does not belong, the land does not belong to anybody, life does not belong to anybody, wealth does not belong to anybody, health does not belong to anybody. Knowledge does not belong to anybody. It all belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to give some of it to, that person then has the responsibility of making tasarruf in that according to the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who is given land, he must rule on this land according to the law of Allah. The one who is given health, he must use this health in the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who has been given knowledge must use this knowledge for the benefit of the people and to lead them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who has been given wealth must use this wealth for the benefit of the people and in the service and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not ours to use. It's not ours to use. I cannot say, well, I'm going to buy a Ferrari. How will you buy a Ferrari? On what basis? What Ferrari? Allah did not give me money for this. وَمَا سَائِلَ فَلَا تَنَهَا. I want myself and you, let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with complete and total humility. Because that is our reality. Our reality is complete and total. When a person is humbling himself before Allah, he is not doing any favor to Allah. He is only accepting his own reality. He's owning and accepting himself. Allah, I cannot even take a breath without your hukum. When breath goes out, it will not return without your hukum. And if I take a breath inside, it will not come out without hukum. So he's owning his complete helplessness. And then it is on the side. It's on the side. And it is not your shan to send me away. But you advise your Nabi, don't send anybody away. So how can you send anybody? And if your Nabi sends someone somewhere else, at least one can say, as a human being, if I, you know, somebody comes to me, I can send, go to Hafiz Bhai. That is a legitimate thing. But if Allah sends away, where do you go? Who? Who is that? So I remind myself to you when we make dua, let us make dua with this complete understanding that our izzat is from Allah, knowledge is from Allah, health is from Allah, wealth, whatever we have is from Allah. Any iqtidar and hukumat and any control and any power that we have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to use this only and only in His service and only to please Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased. And we tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that do not send us anywhere. Do not send us to anybody. Because there is nobody. There is nobody other than Allah who can give. And when we are asking Allah, why must you go deliver us? As I said, it's not a matter of what is jayaz or what is not jayaz. Even when it is jayaz, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then let the jawaz be for somebody else. But when I ask you, you give me. I will not go to anybody. Because you have the qudrat to give me without the interference or without me going and asking somebody else, no. So show your qudrat. Make me a mazhar of your qudrat. Make me an example for the world that you can give without asking. That you can give without me going to somebody else. Yeah, make this dua for yourself, inshaAllah, and make this dua for the Summat of Rasulullah. Because every day we hear, every single day, subhanAllah, I don't know what time we are living in. There is, one must never despair, one must never, get depressed, of course, alhamdulillah. Because this dunya, at the end of the day, this dunya is temporary, so it doesn't matter what happens in this dunya. But every day there is only bad news. The whole time there is this happening in Syria, this happening here, this happening there. Seems to be no good news about this ummah anywhere. May Allah save us from our own actions, and may Allah save us from our enemies, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the Muslims wherever they are, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help them through sources that they cannot imagine. But let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with complete aids and with complete submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it's only when we correct ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors of His mercy on us, inshaAllah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never to send us anywhere. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are sahil, that we are asking Him, and He advises Nabi not to send anybody away. And so inshaAllah we expect this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah said, Allah doesn't need to be. He said, I am for my slave as He expects me to be. And we expect that when we ask Him, He will give us, inshaAllah. And we ask and we expect that He will give us the tawfiq to ask that which is pleasing to Him. And that He will give it to us and be pleased with us, inshaAllah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Alhamdulillah.